Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the government's move to cap salaries for most of the state enterprises' CEOs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
The new constitution provides values and principles that govern the administration of the state and local authorities and companies which are controlled and owned by the state, sections 194 to 196. And one of the values is that there must be economic, efficient use of national resources. Where, of course, the approval was given by the minister, then you legally cannot remove it unilaterally like that.
Idanho rakatonaka chaizvo asi pakuverenga zviri kutaurwa zvabuda muhurumende hazvisi kutaura kuti zvichaitiwa sei because pane nyaya dzemutemo apa kuti vamwe vacho vavo vari kutaurwa vakawana maridzi nekuwirirana
ienela nxa sikhangela iholo kurijini Botswana, South Africa, Mozambique. Senwa uyichinja leyo mali ubona ukuthi khona nginika umzekeliso weSouth Africa is 6,000 is equivalent to 60,000 rand iyenela sibili izimali ezikholwa ngabanye sibona ngathi imali sibili ekahle kushuthi ekuqaleni nje benikana lezi mali babengazange bekhangele ukuthi lumkhonomi welizwe umi ngayiphi indlela.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the so-called Salarygate scandal.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Information Tsar Jonathan Moyo announced the salary cap at a press conference in Harare yesterday.
The highest paid CEO will now earn 6,000 per month, and the least paid will earn about $1,700 per month. And Chinamasa also promised that the lowest paid worker will not earn any amount that is below the poverty datum line or PDL. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. You can look at your screens and text right now.
Of course, there was a serious concern, Gibbs, that some chief executive officers were earning as high as $533,000 per month, including allowances. And at the same time, some workers were going, we are talking about the shop floor workers, were going for 9 months, some for a year, without being paid. Service delivery was said by many to be poor, but a lot of money was being spent by just a few individuals, the few fat cats.
I think it was shocking that some people were getting so much money. But it's still shocking now that from that kind of figure, you go to 6,000. I mean, there could be some problems along the way. So let's just hear what experts actually say about this issue. But at the end of the day, if you are getting, let's say, 530,000, and a person was supposed to get about $500, he's not getting that $500. There's something wrong with that, Blessing.
Indeed. If you see one CEO in Zimbabwe, actually the highest paid, Cuthbert Dube, formerly of Pismas, he was earning $535,000 a month. You know, President Obama earns about $400,000 for the whole year.
Yes, pay,
that
yes.
Tells you what we are talking about.
Maybe Mr. Dube was manufacturing tablets, and maybe he had a company. We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Wokuka hamadzadiwa nasi tinotichinge tichitarisa nezvedano ratorwa nehurumende rekuti hapasisina vakuru vakuru makambani ose ane chekuita nehurumende vachapuwa mari dzakawandisa. Iri riri kunzi idanho rekutanga Gibbs interim hurumende ichiri kuongorora nyaya iyoyi, asi zvingangofadza vashandi ndezvekuti vachina masa vakavimbisa kuti hapana mushandi anenge achitambira mari iri pasi pepoverty datum line. Gibbs.
Iye kwenya kunjalo njalo sebebumbe lokutwa icommittee yave kukhangela ukuthi kambe kuzayenziwa yini. I think ukungazani kuyamangalisa ukuthi engxenye bayehlule ukuthi bakwenze khonoko ngoba nxa ukuthi uminister wafaka usignature wakhe ethi no thathi imali le ndoda uyihambe ngkhaya ukuze ukubisele emuva khonoko kungani kuyahlupha. Lapho sikhuluma ngomthetho.
And I think we have our two guests. First, we have Mr. Richard Gundani, who is the chairperson of the Apex Council, the body that represents all civil servants. Mr. Gundani, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. And we also have the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
No, I'm told
evening to you. Sir.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Oh, yes. Gibbs wanted to censor you.
Yeah, I saw some signals from our producer say, not yet.
You know, the South African translator.
Yeah. You know, our producer was behaving. Yeah, our producer was behaving like that translator.
Yeah, Janchi, you know, the one who was translating it.
But I could almost read
what
our producer, Tatenda, was doing. You know, those signs. Yeah, I could, but I think she missed one or two.
Yeah,
it was a straight line. Yeah,
we are not going to comment on the sign language.
I think so.
Let's start with you, Mr. Gundani. Mr. Gundani, what is your take on this move by government to cap the salaries for the CEOs?
Right. Thank you very much. I think it is very interesting. It was a very interesting development to learn that in an economy such as Zimbabwe, we have CEOs, top executives who earn such large amounts of money. We have been joking over the days saying that some people are winning lottos every month. In an economy where some people are not getting any salaries at all, we have people who are behind in terms of their salaries. Civil servants, fortunately, we are not in that league. We get very little amounts, but they've been coming every month. But it is surprising that one person would earn an amount which could be earned by 500 civil servants in a month. That was quite a shocking revelation. So the latest development where these, we hear, have been cut back and rationalization is going on, I think this is very welcome because it is in the same economy and people buy from the same shops. And the tendency is that people make comparisons. If everybody was struggling and suffering, it would be a different case.
Yeah.
But in a land where there are clear signs of luxurious lives, unbelievably huge mansions, and you get workers who hardly earn a poverty datum line informed salary, that creates a very big disparity, which is not acceptable in any society. So I want to believe that the development, the latest development that has seen this rationalization of these salaries, the cutbacks, is very welcome. It is welcome indeed.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now, turning to you, Mr. Japhet Moyo, I know that you may be very happy as well about the latest development. But at the end of the day, do you think that the government is going to implement this?
I think the colleague has just summed up. It's I think the implementation part of it is another challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we have to acknowledge that or appreciate
mm-hmm.
that government saw it fit that they should intervene. Mm-hmm. That's the regulation. We expect government to come in and assist. As to whether really they'll be able to stand by what they said, I think we should not just judge them and say what they call similar sex evidence because they failed previously. Therefore, they will fail today. Let's not make that conclusion now. Our view is that the government is going to implement that the committee we are told said to rationalize that and whether they're going to use the legislation. We're not sure because the story is not very complete when you read it in the press. But the intention, I think we needed to appreciate the intention by government to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
As to whether the legislation does allow that, obviously that will be another debate. But if people agree to break the law,
mm-hmm.
I think that can be reversed because if people awarded themselves with a minister on his own, basing on a friendship, decided to award the chief executive money, that contract can be changed at law because in the interest of in the public interest, that's a wrong arrangement at all. So government does have the right to say, yes, we are given by the minister, but we have to change that regardless of whether you signed that contract or not. So government does have a role to play, I think.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the moves by the government to try and address the salary discrepancies in state enterprises. We had a situation where a CEO was earning more than 533,000 per month. This includes allowances, but some workers were going for months without being paid, and there are also complaints by Zimbabweans in general that service delivery has gone down. The problem remains that instead of servicing roads, providing people with water, most CEOs are the ones who are rewarding themselves handsomely. Tudangunzwa kuti muri kuti kudii vateerere gatiende kumuteerere wedu kutanga junior chidavainzi makadi.
Tiripo makadiyo.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei danho ratorwa nehurumende.
Ndaona serakanaka chaizvenyu.
Mhm. Sei muchidaro?
Ndikufunga kuti zvangu famba zvakanaka, sezvo mari yanga vachidiwa yakawandisa, saka zvakati kuda kuti zvangu famba zvakanaka.
Mhm. Hurumende iri kutiwo hapasina mushandi wepasi anopuwa mari iri pasi pe-poverty datum line. Muri kutambira sei danho irori?
Mari yacho somari.
Poverty datum line. Inonzi tinenge tichitarisa kuti upfumi hwakamira sei iri kuma 500 something ikokoko. Munotambira sei danho irori kuti vashandi vari pasi pasi vange vachisimudzirwa kuenda pamusoro.
500.
Mhm.
Ndikutsikana nazvo.
Munoda kuti vapuwe mari.
Takira kana pa 320.
Sei muchida kuti vapiwe shoma?
Muno munyika inoona pane zvese musina mari yakawanda.
Hamuna mari?
Hamuna mari.
Aiwa, asi kavanoti mukavapa mari iyoyo vanokwanisawo kuzoti vaende kunotenga zvinhu muzvitoro, nekuti tiri kuona kuti mitengo yezvinhu muzvitoro yakunyanya kudzikira, nekuti hapana munhu ari kuenda kunotenga zvinhu zvacho vachiti zviri kudhura.
Munoona zvekano zvekuti mari yakakwira kuvanhu handizvi zvinhu zvinokwirawo asi mari yakadzikawo zvinhu zvinoramba zvikonsen zvekuti vanhu havazvinyanya kuita savari kuswinywa
mafungiro
angu andiwo pasa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachida vaenzi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thanks, baba.
Tinotenda. Gibbs.
Now, according to statistics that we have here, Blessing, looking at the figures of the top 10 that we're getting these hefty salaries, we've got, of course, Simas, Cuthbert Dube, 535,499. Then we've got Net1, the top guy was getting 43,698. Then we've got ZBC, 37,050, followed by DPC. With 36,359. Then RBZ, 32,000, and ZMDC, 31,000. So I think they were getting less and less, you know, depending on which parastatal people were in, you know. Then you can also check on those that are already in this range that the minister is talking about. So there are some executives that are getting $6,000 in terms of salaries and PECs, and they include radiation and protection authority. Then we've got Pindura University is there too. ZMC, Zimbabwe Media Commission, 6,762. Setco as well, 6,603. But then I think of interest is the National Gallery of Zimbabwe. That's the least paid executive. You know how much he was getting?
Yeah.
$3,025. Compare this to the top guy, eh?
Indeed, you know, there's a huge gap. Regai tiende kune mwe muteerera ari panhare. Mukoma Tito Makadi.
Ndiripo Makadi weni.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Mukoma Tito Muronda parise pa Victoria Falls.
Uchavatava kutambura.
Indava mazino.
Mazino, hai zvakaoma.
Tangatati
nyena maonego uchifara.
Tangatati kamukoma Tito sezvo ari pa Victoria Falls panorwa tourism apa vaakumberi secheya mfundisi. Okay, saka murikuona sei danho ratorwa nehurumende?
Danho racho vakatononoka nokuti pandinobvunza ndepekuti vaimbovakuki ivo vakuru vakuru vachiita independent pakutambisa mari zvakadero zvinoratidza kukuba, because kana munhu achiita mukuru wekambani anenge achiri ari ezvefadha kuona kuti vanhu vari kuwanawo here chouviri, because kuva mukuru hakusi kureva kuti iwo ndo wakungozvikodza wega asi vana vachitambura.
Asi munoona zvichizadzikiswa here kana kuti kungokuma, nekuti vamwe vari kutya kuti hurumende yedu inosimbotaura asi yozoregedza kuzadzikisa zvainenge yataura?
Zvinoita ndezvekuti zvinoita nekuti wabva kumba kwaani, nekuti kana uchibva kumba inenge iri raiti inenge yakapfuma, pane dzimwe nguva unongokavhuridzwa oraiti. Kana vanga vachitambira mari idzodzo dzakawanda kudaro, vachadzidzora here mari idzodzo dzavanga vachimbotambira? Vanovaita sei vanhu vacho?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuronda. Saka murombo akugara ari murombo?
Murombo achatogara ari murombo, hapana chinochinja apa. Kuda pamwe kana zviri zvekutiwo panenge panyanga apa pamboitawo pachichinjwa chingwa, zvinoitawo kuti pamwe dzimwe nguva zvinhu zviite zvakanaka.
Hanzi mhuru yemurombo inokuma ichimhanyisa bere. Tinotenda zvikuru vamuronda. Regai tiende kuna sekuru varumbi. Makadi sekuru varumbi? Nhare yachinenge iri kuti sekuru varumbi muripo here parunhare? Inenge iri kuti netsei. Gibbs.
Nxa singabuyela kuwe baba Gundani lokukona ecingweni. Ye, ukona ecingweni mnumzana.
Ye,
yeah, nkona ba. Ye, yeah. Nxa sesikhangela ke kulabo abazathwa thathana ama 6000 lawa bawale, kwamele kwenzakala nikibo khonokho?
Andiza ngumbuzo ba.
Nxa ukuthi alaba kuthwa isiqunywe phela imali isiyi 6000 ngenyanga, wena kade uthola ama 500000 ngenyanga, umuntu angayali ukuyithatha ke kuyathiwani khonapho?
Hayi, phela sokumele ukuthi umuntu azisise. Ngoba kade sokulesikhathi bethatha imali leyo. So nxa sikhangele kutsho ukuthi ubuyanga kakusekho. Kutsho ukuthi umuntu okade ethatha imali engako ngenyanga kutsho ukuthi sengu-businessman phela. So uzabe khola phela ama-profit uzawathola, i-business libe khona. Nxa uthatha imali enjalo enjenge-5 i-500,000. kuthi ukuthi ulendlu engcenye izindlu eziningi nxa kuyikuthi ule plaza ulenkomo eziningi amabhizinisi ulawo so bazabe besidla nabo ama-profit khona ngale so kuyabe kulungile ukuthi khathesi basebenze phela basebenzela ilizwe i-6,000 yimali eningi kakhulu so kuyabe kumele ukuthi bona bazwisise ukuthi hhayi izinama-contracts abo nxa kuyikuthi sokuphambanisikile khonaphana nxa sikhangela ama-contract bona kumele ukuthi bakhangele sokuyindaba yokuthi bakhangele ukuthi babone ukuthi bangasebenzela ilizwe njani imali yona leyo eyinye ezasalayo abanye ezinye izisebenzi ziyithole lazo ngoba antsho uyabona ukuthi abantu abangu-500 bangathatha i-$500 each kutsho ukuthi there are 500 people abazathenga izinkwa ezingu-500 nxa kuyikuthi ngabafazi 500 people abazahamba emasaluni bayalungiswa amakhanda so kutsho ukuthi imali izabe ikhona ebantwini bonke i-development iza kuba khona
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ungayikhatshana ubambe khonapho baba Khondani
regandiuye kwamuri vamoyo vamoyo asi kavamwe vari kuti mukapa ivo maceo ava mari dziri pasi vazhinji vacho vanozoregedza kushandira hurumende kana kuti vanoenda kune dzimwe nyika
but ana munhu agati anoda kusiya vasa zvinobvumbidza pamutemo asi vakawanda vanoziva kuti nyika muno tine nyanzvi dzakati wandei vachirungu vanoti literacy yenyika iri pamusoro kufuura nyika dzese tine vanhu vane maskills saka hatimboshayi vanokwanisa kutora mabasa akadaro asi neruzivo rwedu kuri kutonhorwa panze uko hakuna kunaka ikoko pavari kutaura kuti vari kuenda mari dzinotambirwa muregion munomo nedziri kutaura munomo dziri pasi saka hatisi kuona vanhu vachibva vachiti vanoda kuenda kunotora mabasa akafanana ne kubotswana south africa nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro because havambopiwi mari dzakadaro maonero angu ndezvekuti vanhu vachafambirwa zvavo asi vanofanira kuadjusta to the reality kuti ngatishe paten zvakafanana tiyambuke pane namo yetatu kusangana nasenyika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about the so-called salary gate scandal, where chief executive officers were earning what many were saying were obscene salaries. And at the same time, workers were going for months without being paid. And I think we have our third guest, Gibbs.
And that is Mr. Martin Moyo, who is the Bulawayo mayor. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. How are you?
You know, I'm fine. How are you?
I am well.
We are told Bulawayo is very cool today, eh?
Well, I am not in Bulawayo. I'm in Wange, and it's very hot here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you. Now, Mr. Moyo, tell us about what is happening in Bulawayo City Council. In Harare, of course, we have seen problems between the mayor and the town clerk on this issue of salaries. What is the situation like in Bulawayo?
Bulawayo is a normal city.
Mm-hmm.
Our vision is to be a leader in local governance excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we try to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when salary gate was unveiled, we also had to check what our executives were getting.
Mm-hmm.
The salaries were spread on the table for everyone to see.
Mm-hmm.
Allowances and all,
mm-hmm.
the entire package.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I think we are on the humble side,
mm-hmm.
Because I think our executives, it turns out they are the least paid.
Mm.
Uh huh.
That's good to hear.
They are the least paid, and when we submitted our information to the authorities, that's the government,
mm-hmm.
The ministry, perhaps they were
shocked.
Doubt that we had not met the clause.
That they cooked the numbers.
But I personally checked as mayor,
mm-hmm.
To ensure that the data that was given them was correct,
mm-hmm.
and yes, it was correct.
Mm. That's
so
good.
We have nothing to hide. You have heard very, very large figures from other towns, even very, very small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Our TC
mm-hmm.
is just, with allowances, everything, mm-hmm. just around 9,000.
Mm.
Otherwise, his basic is really very, very small.
Yeah.
About half that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we think that's normal. I mean, he's running a large city,
mm-hmm.
and he should be properly remunerated.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Moyo, and please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, ngilo mnumzana ke uKabula ecingweni. Baba Kabula, ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshonile, Gibbs, utshona njani, Foy?
Ngitshonile kakhulu. Ungaphi namhlanje?
NgikoBulawayo.
Yeah, kunjani kwaNtuthu?
Hayi, kwaNtuthu kuthule nje, hayi kuhle nje konke.
Yeah, phosa lakho baba.
Injongo inhle kodwa ke kunzima ukuthi sikholwe ukuthi lokho bazakwenza ngenxa yokuthi sikhangele amanyathelo akade senzakala ngaphambilini. I-politics of patronage has been the name of the game. Ngibona ngani linyathelo kumbe i-statement sokwenza amaZimbabweans akholwe ukuthi kulolu tho oluzakwenziwa, kodwa sizakukholwa sokwenzakele mathupha. Mboni ngani nje kugcoba abantu udaka emehlweni. Sisakhumbula kamhlophe ukuthi uGordon Moyo engu-minister we-State Enterprise and Parastatals wa-exposa i-overstaffing le-hefty salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa-ke kwaba le-resistance kuma-CEOs ababe ngaphansi kuka-minister. Okusobala nje ukuthi iZANU-PF government, iZANU-PF side of government ngaleso sikhathi ibisupportetha i-inclusive government ukuthi-ke kungaze kwakhanya umehluko eze lawo. Okokugcina engingakutshoyo ukuthi khathesi iZANU-PF ibusa yodwa isiqondane mathupha nta emehlweni lo hlupho lokusilela kwemali.
Mm-hmm.
Naw okukhona ukuthi sokubakhangele emehlweni beyibo bodwa and sebezama ukukorrecta into akade beyisupporta izolo.
Ye, nxa sukhangele phela lokhu abakwenzayo kuyafana lokusenga impisi phela. Akufanani khonokho?
Kuyafanana sibili mfowethu, ngoba engikutho sibili mina ngicabanga ukuthi ake sikhangele nini ukuthi kuzaba le implementation, and I doubt that very much ukuthi izakuba khona.
Ye, otherwise ayi siyaba kakhulu-ke mnumzana Kabula kuna lapho-ke koBulawayo.
Of course, Gibbs, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's move to try and address the huge salary discrepancies in most state enterprises and also in the local government. But Mr. Gundani, Mr. Moyo, and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. We will be back with you momentarily. We just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. And as you know by now, you can quickly log in on the internet. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are streaming live. Saying good night to our radio listeners.
The Voice of America.